What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Cody Alexander, matchquarters.com, is going to join us coming up for Krusty's Corner here in about 15 minutes. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys here in Dallas. Okay. The Wemby shot last night, not only iconic, tied the game, but longest shot of his career.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. I think that's the Steph Curry spot there at the logo in OKC.
Yeah, that was the double bang spot from Mike Breen and Steph Curry all those years ago. So life is a full circle now at this point. And I can't wait to play you guys the call, the OKC call of that shot.
What a hater. What a hater.
You heard it?
Yeah, I heard it last night. What a hater, bro.
Rim session coming up at 4:40. We'll be back into the basketball conversation. Emmett Smith updated outlook on the team going into the summer. He was on with RJ Ochoa's podcast there, Blogging the Boys.
I think as we enter the summer months, things do feel a little bit different. They've went ahead and did some things to bolster up the defense, which I feel very good about. The key from this point forth, I believe, and I think we've done with the George Pickens stuff. I think we got George Pickens signed under a franchise tag and so forth, which is the right thing to do, in my opinion. And now you're taking away the sting of what will the Cowboys do? You're taking all the distractions off the table and giving the kids and the guys an opportunity to stay focused and locked in on the things that are very, very important. And that is not only learning the system, gelling as an offense and a defense and a special teams unit, but coming together as a team, fighting for one goal. And one goal in mind is to win the NFC East with an opportunity to get into the playoff and earn the right to go to the NFC Championship game. And there you earn the right to go to the Super Bowl. And so if that focus right now is where we are and it's quiet, to me, that's a good sign. That's a very good sign. That means that all the noise, all the chatter, everyone's talking about this and that has nothing to do with what's going on in that locker room. And right now, all focus and all eyes should be what's going on in that locker room. And so I feel like Darren Woodson, things do feel a little bit different. We did get some quality players in the draft. I think the Cowboys did a very good job of jumping up and grabbing the guy that we got gathered in the first couple rounds. And so I feel good about where things are.
Okay, there's Emmett Smith. Text in if you want to on this subject. Is it different enough? You know, he likes the roster. He likes the distractions being eliminated. It's good for focus. I wonder if that's Shoddy's impact. Like, Jones boys, we can't have another offseason of this amount of drama. Like, it hit a toxic spot last year with all the words they were talking about Diggs and Parsons, you know, at the press conference, at practice, like going on for weeks, just, you know. And I don't know. Sometimes it's like, is that really a distraction? Like, how good are you at football? That's what really matters. But I think it does matter to a lot of teams. Making sure your culture and vibe is right is a priority of Shoddy. And, you know, as far as the players that they brought in and the retooling of the defense that Emmett talks about, I'm trying to balance how I feel about those things and the positivity compared to what they didn't do. You know, is this like the Seahawks had one really good off-ball linebacker? Their offensive line was pretty good, but not really good. Like, you can have a couple of spots on your roster that aren't amazing, right? And still win. And you know, maybe that's really where the Cowboys are, considering they're going to have like seven different starters on defense. Maybe they've already accomplished that. I have been in a mode of training myself to be cynical about this football team, admittedly. Sure. So they could build a contender and I might miss. Because I'm like, nope, look, you got tackle issue, you got linebacker issue, you can't rush the passer off the edge. Sorry, seen this play before, not selling me. And maybe that team will be the one that ends up winning the Super Bowl. So that's what I'm trying to balance, and I think all Cowboys fans are right now. Like, how good, how different is it?
I think it's a fair amount different, and it's exciting for what is to come in the future, and you hope to take at least a step this year based on where you were last year. But I don't think it's one of those oh-my-gosh off seasons where you've gone from picking in the top 12 of the draft to all of a sudden you're now contending for a Super Bowl. And even for the Seahawks last year, they have maybe the best defensive mind in all of the NFL as their head coach. And they did have, at least when it comes to their defense, like, they had an unbelievable secondary, and they had, like, they were like 9-10 deep on the defensive line. Like, they had at least some positions where it was like, there is a surplus here. And so that can make up for maybe some weaknesses that we have in other places. We're going to have the deepest defensive line in football. We're going to have a dominant secondary, and we have the greatest defensive mind in the NFL today. Mm-hmm. Okay. That can go ahead and get it done. Oh, by the way, you also have the offensive player of the year in Jackson Smith.
Mm-hmm. And some great coaching, which maybe the Cowboys have.
And it didn't happen in just a year. Like, they had to have that offseason where they added Tank. I mean, they drafted Devin Witherspoon, who's awesome. You draft Nick Emmanuel, who ended up being great for them. They had to trade for Ernest Brown at linebacker at the deadline the year before. So I do think there's an element of this Cowboys defensive line. Like, I don't think we've talked enough really about how good Quinnen Williams is. And now you finally do have a defensive front that I think is going to help out your linebackers, where before it was the opposite, where you were so weak, especially in the middle of your defense, to where your linebackers were constantly having to evade second-level blocks and offensive linemen climbing to the second level. Now, like, if you can get a healthy Overshown, and I do think Dee Winters is an improvement. Is he great? I don't know. We'll see. But I think that he's better than what you had. I mean, I do think this team has taken a giant step forward, but it's not a completed product just yet.
No, I don't think so either. And, you know, to further that point, when Chief was talking about the numbers on Seattle, I think that's important to look at. Like, bring up the roster of the contenders and add up how many really good players you think they have that they can count on this year. And I think for Seattle, you will get to 11 or 12. With Philly, I did it this morning. I got to 12. You know, with the Cowboys, it's like I get to 7.
Okay.
And then I'm like,
what's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I need young guys to step up, and I need veterans to have bounce back years to get to 12. And maybe we'll get there, but you know, I think that's a leap, and that's consistent with what the Cowboys have done trying to contend in the past. It's not guaranteeing anything. It's laying the foundation for if things go great, then we'll be able to stack up on paper with some of those better teams. So, you know, I think it's time to give them credit to what Emmett was saying for doing more.
Yes.
And hoping that it's enough. And then when the season is going on, if it's not enough, are you going to be aggressive again? Is Max Crosby still on the table? If Max comes out and plays well, but the Raiders are 2-5, are we talking about making a move for him week 8?
Sure.
If you can tell me that, then you know that could be a big part of it.
Absolutely. And I think they should be. I think they should be looking to be aggressive if indeed your defense proves like, okay, we're solid here, we're competitive on that side of the ball, and your offense does not have that regression to where, okay, you are still one of the top 5 offenses in the sport, you think you can make a Super Bowl type of run with that side of the ball, then yeah, there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't mortgage maybe even that first round pick to go and get a guy like that.
Elsewhere in the C-Note, CeeDee Lamb has a great question about the stadium. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but he was on Insta asking if the NFL can just keep the natural grass that's being installed at AT&T for the World Cup. Pretty cool. We had a story about it last week, how they got this pulley system where the lights, the infrared lights or whatever, the grow lights, are dropping down from the rafters. You can get them right up there against the lawn. And boom, we're getting good grass. I think the owners are treating this idea with contempt in the NFL. I think if the Players Association wants it, they could get it. You just have to ask for the next CBA. But I think AT&T and the World Cup folks just proved this is logistically doable, and we're doing this for 12 games. If the NFLPA feels strongly that this is causing more injuries to be playing on this artificial surface, I would think it's a big enough deal that we should threaten, you know, what do? We walk out? Yeah, we threaten a walkout on the union side, right? It's a lockout or a walkout or something like that.
Yeah. But
I would threaten nuclear winter, basically, in order to get this done, if I feel like all these Achilles and ACLs could be greatly reduced by it. The owners will argue back and say, nah, players are getting hurt on the natural stuff, too. So it comes down to what you're willing to negotiate for and what you're willing to threaten the league of this is a non-negotiable on. And it, you know, remains to be seen. You know, I think they for the last couple of cycles, they wanted time off. They wanted a 50% split of the money and less drug testing. They got those things, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you got to go pretty hard with some level of threats. And then you also got to be willing to relinquish something else that the owners want. usually. Yeah. There's usually something that they want a little bit more of a piece of or whatever, and you might have to be willing to relinquish that. But the threat of the walkout, I just don't know that it's ever really worked in the NFL because it's hard to get everybody on board with that.
Yeah.
You know, like you have your top tier guys that could afford to miss game checks for an extended period of time. Most of the league can't.
No, a lot of young players.
Yeah, they're like, dude, this is my time. I have like a few year window to capitalize. I don't turf, concrete, whatever you want me to play on. I got to do this.
Yeah, and the veterans get annoyed, but it's like, you know,
but it's like they forget where they were at one point.
Yeah, for the
guys that came out of nowhere and blew up, at least.
I would say to the Jones boys on top of this, the artificial grass does look crappy on TV.
Oh yeah,
doesn't it?
Yes,
I mean
some of them are better than others. Like I do think there's like the Cowboys kind of looks unique. In compared to other artificials that I see out there. Like, you can tell it's AT&T Stadium compared to other stadiums.
It does. I don't know. The way that it lays down or something, I just, in a lot of the camera angles, I'm like, man, that just looks fake and weird.
Yeah, there are some for sure, but when they get it done right and you get one of these big games that they've put together, one, like I think about Pasadena or something, when it's nice out, I mean, the weather can affect it, of course, when it's when it's all nasty like Heinz Field or something.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Like you don't want that type of situation.
No, but like Pasadena is
fresh,
pristine,
beautiful grass. I mean, it still does look really good.
I think it's just a money play, though. It's just easier to maintain the artificial stuff.
1,000,000%.
And I don't know how many millions it is. You know, are we talking about a couple of mil? You know, is this a massive expenditure or is this owners being cheapskates? You know, essentially, and if the NFLPA is willing to assume half of the cost of it, which they would, because operating expenses, you know, their 50% split is of the net revenue. If they're willing to, you know, pay, I think, you know, right now is the time to do it, coming off of this World Cup and technology being what it is.
Yeah, capitalize on it right now. And I want to capitalize on a moment to shout out a brand new listener. Bobby Belt got his junker car towed by a fine gentleman named Ryan, and he tuned into the Fan for the very first time today. And his first segment was Woolchuck crapping his bed.
Oh, wow.
So welcome to the family, Ryan. We love you.
Yeah. All right.
We love
welcome
you, Ryan.
Aboard,
you're the man.
Ryan.
And we're sorry.
Salute to you,
no,
sir.
No, we're not.
Welcome aboard.
I'd like to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Nice job. Nice job towing Bobby's car. That's hilarious. Can't wait to hear more about that tomorrow morning in Sean and RJ. Okay, Krusty's Corner, Cody Alexander, MatchQuarters.com, joins us next year in the Nation.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!